I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So Kyrie just missed a wide open three that would have tied the game. 2 minutes left in the first half. 57-54 Suns. And the Nets are giving the Suns fits in the Valley. So I kind of had like a, I guess what you would deem a controversy here tonight with regards to my daughter playing basketball, right? So I don't get to go to her games because I'm on the Sports Grid TV when she plays her games. Her games are at, 4 o'clock ish or something like that, and it's highly unfortunate because she's a great player, and I'm not even joking. Like, she's really good. And she lights it up. I mean, just every game she plays, she is the, star player, without a doubt. She stands out like a sore thumb, and she's that good. And everybody knows it, whether they like it or not, whether they want it or not, whether they're in agreement with it or not. It is what it is. She's a badass, and she's the best player. And so, it's weird because she, my 34C goes to all the games. All of her other, friends or whatever you call them, they play, and their moms and dads are at the games and all this other stuff. And I don't ever get to go. I used to see her play a lot, but, Mavi and I know how good she is. We know how good she can shoot, and she's just a player. So anyway, I get this report tonight that, I think I've told the story a few times that she's had, some injuries this year. She's had really bad shin splints from her, she has this wear and tear under her kneecaps from growing. It's not Ashken Slaughter. It's not that at all. It's this angry knee. It's this angry shin splints from wear and tear and just playing and pounding and grinding and running and jumping and pounding and grinding and just overdoing it, right? She plays on two teams. She's the, number one player, number one go-to. She's the answer, right? So, but she's got these really bad injuries this year she's dealing with. She goes to PT like all the time. She's icing all the time. She's in the hot tub all the time. I have a hot tub, and she's just constantly having to treat these, you know, injuries. And they're not, no one believes they're career ending. No one believes they're constant forever. They just believe it's kind of, it's no different than LeBron James having swelling in his knee right now, and he's not playing, right? It's the same kind of thing. The difference is that, like, much like me, I played with both feet with just massive plantar fasciitis for, like, a year or two. Mafia remembers. I played through it, and I was literally in agony. I mean, I just couldn't even walk. But the weirdest thing was I could play, and the more you play, the less you feel it. But it's when you're done playing that it rears its ugly head. The minute the game's over and when you stop, we welcome all of our radio affiliates, millions of them. They're everywhere. They're climbing out of the woodwork. They're like cockroaches. There's so many. Because when we turn the lights on at night, Mafia will turn the lights on in the studio, and like thousands of affiliates come running out, and they think that I'm going to feed them goldfish crackers, and I don't. And then they get angry, and then they eat my feet. So anyway, she actually, has to treat it, you know, ice, hot tubs all the time. After games, she's in agony. But the difference is like I had the plantar fasciitis. I played through it. When you stop playing, it like seizes up like a piece of steel in your foot, and you can't walk. I mean, it's just the most painful thing ever. Like getting up from like a car, a chair, a sofa, and walking to the kitchen or something turns into like a half hour experience. You're like a 95-year-old with a cane. That's how bad it is. But she's got the same thing. Like she has these double shin splint, knee wear and tear problems. And after games, she just cripple. But she plays in the games. That's the difference. She just keeps playing. And they know she's playing, but she doesn't. She has like, you know, she doesn't practice because she can't just run and run and run and run because she's in agony. So she only shoots in practice. And then in games, she plays. So today she played in a game, and she had like 25 points. And she's dominating the game. They're playing their arch rival. And I mean to tell you, like, she came home. I'm sitting there. I get off the TV, and she starts telling me the story. And I just couldn't even believe my ears. When I come back, I'll tell you what she did in this game. And playing her arch rival, they're enemies, these two teams. They hate each other. And it was on today. And I'll tell you what happened on the bench.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so you know, I get off the TV today, and I go upstairs to, you know, dinner or whatever, and there's, you know, Chop, and I said, "How'd it go?" And she's like, "You wouldn't believe this." And I'm like, "What happened?" She goes, "Well, you know, we're playing our arch rival," and I'm like, "Who's that?" Because, you know, I don't know these things. But she starts giving me the whole deal about they're playing their enemy, and they hate each other, and it's always a war, and it's always close. So the whole game, it went back and forth, and, you know, lead changes and everything. And so she had 25. She was, you know, obviously, as I said before, she's the only one that can, she's the only one that scores. She's just a pure scorer player. I mean, she's the point guard. She passes. She scores. She does everything. She brings the ball up. I mean, she's always got the ball in her hands. And she gets mauled. I mean, they double her, triple her. Everyone knows in the county, you got to stop her when they play her team. They both teams, everyone that plays them knows you stop her, you win. Because nobody else, you know, does anything. I mean, and I don't know all these little girls, so, you know, these high school girls, whatever they are. I don't, you know, middle school. They're in middle school. They're in eighth grade. So they, I don't know the other ones, really. I know a couple of them, but I don't know them. But I just know that that's the skinny, you know. So this girl, my daughter, believe it or not, she's got, you know, they all these coaches around the area talk about her. I go to the gym. I get these big shot coaches from the best girls school in the state. The guys always ask me, where's McKenna going to play? And they want to know because they want her to go there. And but they've, you know, they know that I'm not sending her there because she'll sit on the bench for 3 years. And everyone that goes to the school ends up in D1 playing D1 full ride. Every kid that plays is their full ride. Every one of them. The whole team goes full ride, D1. Big Ten, wherever. But when you go there, you sit for 3 years. And then you play your senior year. So you're a practice guinea pig for 3 years, and you sit on the bench painting your boogers, and the seniors play. And they never lose. I mean, they've lost like one game in 10 years. And all I know is... All I know is they're always asking, where's she going to go, blah, blah, blah. She's going to go to the public high school because she's going to play for 4 years. And she'll start next year. I mean, everyone knows. They already know she's starting. That's how good she is. She's not going to be sitting on some JV team. She's not going to be sitting on some bench. She's going to play the whole game for 4 years. That's all that matters to her. She just wants to play. She doesn't want to sit on the bench picking her boogers. She wants to play. So in this game tonight, she's playing, and it's the biggest game ever, and they're going back and forth, one-point lead, one-point lead, one-point lead. Oh, they're up, we're up, they're up, we're up. She told me, they're up, we're up, they're up, we're up. 2 minutes left in the game. This coach, she's got 25 points. She's got the ball in her hands 95% of the time. It's a one-point game. They're down, and she pulls her. She pulls her out of the game and sits her down and puts in all these scrubs, and they lose. And I'm like, what? What? And she said, yeah, she called me over to the bench, told me to sit down, put in the kids that never play, and they lost the game. And she said that she was trying to teach him that it's not about anything other than everyone participates, everyone gets a chance, teamwork. And I'm like, I spit out my dinner. I literally had, I had chicken parmesan going, I spit out my dinner. And I'm like, what kind of skank ass, like stupid ass, like I have never heard of anything, honestly. What is this, participation ribbons? We're giving out, what are we giving out? Participation trophies now? Giving out the little, everybody shows up, gets a coin. You know, like, what in the name of God are you doing? And I don't care who she is. I don't care if she rots in hell. I don't even know this woman. All I know is where I come from, and I, Mafia, I'm going to ask you flush. Where I come from, stats don't matter. Numbers don't matter. Minutes don't matter. Ball movement, defense, and winning are all that matter. Move the ball, score, win. Play defense, make stops, win the effing game. Am I tripping, Mafia? Win the game. I don't know anything about participate. We want everyone to participate. We want everyone to feel like they're a part of the team. Everyone gets to play. This is about teamwork. I'm like, teamwork, refund, refund. I said, listen. You are stupid. This is about, you know, if you want to play basketball, and frankly, in my opinion, in this day and age, in this world we live in, you play to win the game. Herm Edwards. What other way is there? Like, what kind of lesson do you learn in life, honestly, Mafia, where you let's lose the game so all the scrubs can play? Like, honestly. What world are you living in? Who does that in any sport, in the NBA or college? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit down all the best players. We're going to go lose the game so everybody can be happy. All their parents can be happy. Honestly, Mafia.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, middle school doesn't matter.
Don't even side with this woman, or I will turn on you like a sieve.
Let me finish, and then I won't. If you let me finish my statement, then you turn on you. I'm not siding with her. I'm saying it's stupid. You played her like you said. I get the whole, like, oh, well, they're kids, it doesn't matter. But, like, if you're playing, if it's a tight game, it's one thing if you're up by 20, you're down by 20, you know, yeah, okay, let them play, get some game time. But, like you said, one-point game, back-and-forth game, you play to win it. You don't play to screw around then. You save those for when the game's out of hand one way or the other.
It's a one-point game against your arch rival. Who in their right mind coaches to lose? Who does that? Like, how much of a stupid idiot do you have to be?
That's stupid.
Like, what kind of coach teaches that to kids? Listen, I'm going to walk right up to this woman. I'm going to say, are you an effing moron or something? I need to know, because you have to be a moron to be teaching kids that. Like, what kind of lesson do you learn? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play our arch rival. We're down one with 2 minutes to go. What we're going to do is we're going to lose the game so everyone can feel happy about playing. What the F is that? Like, you know what? I you know, if I was there at that game, they would have had to take me out in handcuffs. I would have been like, are you kidding me? What are you doing to these kids? Let them win the game. Play to win. And here's another thing. You don't take her out. She got 25 points in the game. Nobody else has three. Let her win the game so that everyone can jump up and down and feel good about themselves when they go to bed. What do you learn from, here's what we're going to do. We're down one. We played the whole game. It's been a war. So what we're going to do now is we're going to quit with 2 minutes to go, and we're going to lose on purpose. So little Cindy can feel happy about her 35 seconds of playing time. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm just like, right. I'm going to puke.
What are those kids going home knowing? They're going home knowing that they cost the team the game. So you're not helping them feel good about themselves. You're making them feel worse because they know that they cost you.
Listen, how about this? They never scored again. With 2 minutes left, they're down one. They never scored again. They took her out of the game. They never scored again. And they lost. And I'm like, way to go, coach. You're a genius. I mean, you're Dean Smith. I mean, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, and meanwhile, like, Chop is so livid. She's just livid. She hates her guts. And I'm like, well, look on the bright side. Next year you're playing in the high school. You'll never have to see her again, the fat skank. I hate her. I don't care. I hate her. I don't even know her. I don't even know who it is. If I passed her in the street, I wouldn't even know it was her. But I just wanted to say, I hate her anyway. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, for all the bench. So last night, Mafia, we played, and interestingly enough, because you've been through it before with me playing, but we played last night without Coco, which is our big player. He's our really our force du jour. He's 6'8", you know, 260. He's a monster. He's unstoppable. And I mean, you know, for the most part, he's literally unstoppable. And he scores 30 a game and has, you know, 15, 20 rebounds. He's unbelievable. But he wasn't there last night, right? So you remember those games? Because you and I played a lot of games over the years without him. Like when he left the team or whatever and he you know, joined another team, we lost him and we never played with him. And remember we used to say, like, driving to work or whatever, we'd go to CBS and we'd say, you know, we actually have to, like, play basketball when we're not playing with him. We actually have to, you know, we have to move the ball. We got to play D. We got to, you know, get rebounds, block shots, and we have to win, you know, pure and simple playing basketball without him there. Like, when he's there, you just count on him too much. You're just like, give him the ball. He dunks it, and that's it. give him the ball. He gets fouled. He goes to the free throw line. Give him the ball. He goes, drives, dunks. I mean, that's what he does. No one can stop him. He's just too big and too strong. But when he wasn't there last night, everyone was like, you know, freaking out that he wasn't going to be there. And then we ended up playing, actually. And, you know, we love him. It's not like he just wasn't there. He had something else going on. He couldn't make the game. And it's been – that's a rare day that he doesn't show up to play. He always plays. And I don't remember missing very many games over the years. So he didn't show up, and we knew he wasn't coming. And we knew – so everybody was like, uh-oh, we're in trouble because we're playing this team with this really good player. And he – I mean, this really good player. A guy can drop 30 in your face in no time. And he's very hard to guard. But we put a he had 20 in the first half, and then we put a box and one on him in the second half, and he didn't score. So we had one guy guard him. We have his 6'4 brother, Dalen, guarded him. He got up to 5 fouls. You get 6 now in the league, like the NBA. And so when he got to 5, we switched over to Money, you know Money, and he guarded him and got like – he guarded him up to 3 fouls. And, you know, guarded him like a mosquito, like just all over him, like a fly, just all over him, like just chopping at him. All every, you know, Money's so fast, and so's Dalen. They're so fast that they can, there's no one going to outrun them or outquick them, outmove them, out, you know, ankle them, you know, do anything. You can't drop them. They're just in your face. And we shut him down. He never scored again. And then we won the game by 14. But the key to the game was is that we actually had to play without our guy. So we didn't have him to rely on. We didn't have him to throw it in the low block. We didn't have him to get every single rebound. We didn't have him to block every single shot. We just had to do it ourselves with old man Pharrell and, you know, young flyer Dalen and Money. Killer played like old man Killer played 41 of 44 minutes, and the guy can't even walk. His calf is so torn. And then we had, you know, Chad, the 3-point shooter. And then, and we had Derek, he's 6'4", 6'5", big guy, 240 in the middle, but he had a dislocated finger. He was all taped up. And, but we won, and we did it with no, you know what I mean? Without our superstar there. And, it was like one of those nights where you felt good because you actually had to play basketball instead of me sitting on the sideline. Cause I play like 15 minutes at a game, and I used to play 30, right? Now I play like 15, and I'm over there. I'm like the coach, and I'm like taking people in and out, and I'm coaching the team and filming the game and doing all the interviews and everything after the game. But I'm usually just like, all right, Coco, way to go, brother, as he has his 12th dunk of the game. And now he wasn't there, so I was like, oh, Shaq, I got to play. So everybody was out, and I just felt like it was like, Mafia, you remember when we used to have to play without him, and we actually enjoyed it more because we actually played?
Yeah, you get to play as a team when you don't have a guy hogging the ball like that. I always enjoyed better playing without him. You know, no offense to him. He's a great player. But then, like you said, you rely too much. Everyone gives him the ball, and he just does his thing. You kind of get out of the way. I think it was a lot more, you know, ball movement, team play, and a lot more, you know, fun with, fundamentals.
Without
and just
a
fun
doubt.
Without, yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, but
plus,
you know,
like the child playing against him when he went on the other team.
Yeah, when we played with him, literally in let's say what 4 seasons. Now I played with him like 5 or 6 seasons. I've gone like literally, I'd say like 60-3. we never lose, and we've lost 3 championships. But I only think I've lost 2 championships with him. I you know, maybe 1, because every time he played with us, we won it. And then this past one, a month ago, we lost with him. He averages 35, and he had 10, and that was the end of us. When they shut him down, we were screwed. But it's because no one could knock down a shot. And you know that I can shoot, and I can hit from anywhere, but I couldn't. I barely played in the championship game. I played like 12 minutes. If I don't get any looks, no touches, I'm not going to score. I mean, if they don't give me the ball, I'm not going to shoot. I'm not going to score. So, and no one else could knock down a shot, and so we lost. But I may have gone like 60-2 with him in like, you know, 6 seasons. Literally, you just don't lose. And he's so dominant, and everybody's like, this isn't even fair. And it's just the way I like it. I love winning. It's like the lesson, my daughter, like what kind of lesson are you going to get where you get you know, sat down with 2 minutes to go in a 1-point game, and we're going to sit you down now. You're the only person that scores, and we're going to lose so everyone can feel good about their children. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. I just was like, whatever. I'd rather, you know, honestly, like, I'd rather go to school. Now, I'm not talking about basketball. I'd rather, like, sit in, you know, I don't know, history class or geometry. I'd rather, like, go to, you know, math class or Spanish or, you know, I don't know, get up at 7 in the morning and go to school than learn how to lose from some coach. Like, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to learn how to lose in a 1-point game against your arch rival. What kind of lesson can you learn when you, all you want to do, your arch rival, and you bend over and let them beat you just for fun? Just let's all lose together as a team. What is that? Like, I don't even know what that is. I mean, it rattles me. I just want to light this lady up. Like, what are you doing over here? Are you some kind of like educator? What are you? Where did they find you? Whose idea was it to let you coach? I don't care who she is. I hope she's listening right now. I mean, I hope you don't sleep for a month after listening to me. That's how bad you suck. Honestly, like, you're lucky I don't meet you or see you or know you, because I'll light you up like a bong. Honestly, you are just worthless. I don't care, Mafia. It's not right. I don't care what anybody says, parents or otherwise. They can all kiss my ass. You don't learn anything from that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out today in our arch rival, down 1, 2 minutes ago, take out the best player, and we're going to just bend over and lose and see how that goes over with everybody. There's no lesson to be learned there. None at all. Now, you know what? You learn how to lose by all you have to do is follow the Pharrell Ballers, because we lose championship games like no other. So if you want to learn how to lose, follow me. We're 9-10 in championships now, Mafia. And we're 9-10. We got some work to do. But we know how to lose. We've learned how to lose, and we do not bench our best player with 2 minutes to go down one. That's one thing we don't do. Here's what we do. When the game is on the line, we put all of our best players on the floor for the entirety of the game. And all the crappy players sit on the bench, and they complain that they don't get a good in the game. Like, one guy complained he doesn't get it in the game, in the title game. So he goes, all I ever wanted to do was play in a championship game. And I go, listen, so you know me, I just told him, I go, listen, I just got to tell you how bad you suck. I couldn't let you play in the game. You suck. And so, you know it. I know it. If I'm not playing, you're not playing. I didn't play the last 12 minutes. Why are you going to get in? You lose. Then he quit the team and plays on another team. I'm like, good. And then we played him the other night. We beat him by 14. I'm like, I hope you're having fun, because you don't play on that team either. Like, I'm nice until I'm not nice. There's no way. Who in their right mind in basketball puts bad players on the floor at the end of the game to lose the game? I've never heard of that in my life. I don't care who you are. Can you imagine Mike Shishet, Bob Knight? Can you imagine Popovich? Can you imagine any of them? Like, Eric Spoelstra. Can you imagine? Name one coach that would do that. There isn't one alive.
No, there isn't.
Except for my daughter's high school coach. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, yes, they always say you learn more in loss than a win, but that's when you bust your ass and you give your all and you lose, not when you are right in and you say, all right, now we're going to purposely lose, because what those girls can say, they can say, our coach is an idiot and we could have won that game, not that, oh, well, you know what, we lost and here's where we learn our lesson. No, there's no lesson out of that.
Well, that's exactly what happened, is that when the game was over, you know, my daughter came home for 2 hours and talked about how much of an idiot she is. Like, my daughter's 14. She's like, I played with this dumbass idiot. So she learned a lesson, all right, that she can't count on her coach to do anything except coif. I don't know. Like, I need to find out who's winning this you know, this Texas game in Lubbock. I guess it's, I thought it was, I got to look at the scores or whatever. I thought, see, I think all the games are over, so I got to look it up. I got to see how Texas did at Lubbock tonight against Texas Tech. When we come back, we'll look at all the college basketball, NBA. I know I had a huge night betting in the NBA tonight.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so Mafia is very excited because the top 25 scores are all in. And I just want to go through, for the sake of Mafia loves when I butter my own bread. Listen, PharrellOnTheBench.com is the greatest invention since the Edison Diesel, since the airplane, since, I think it's more important than oxygen and water, to be honest with you. You got to, you just got to get in on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L on the bench.com. It's like getting a tank of gas, except you make money, when you drive around with it. Anyway, I hit every game, every day, every play. Just check it out. You'll dig it. Here's my work tonight. I took Creighton in the 10 against UConn. Cover! I picked Kansas to beat Iowa State. I thought Iowa State would cover the 4.5. They didn't. I had Michigan State at Maryland. They won by 2. They didn't cover. I had Tennessee to win, A&M to cover. 11.5, they covered. I had Auburn laying 7. They covered. They won by 19. I had Providence getting 3.5 at St. John's. They won by 4. I had Texas Tech. They won at Lubbock. I had Texas in the 5. They didn't cover. I had LSU to win. That didn't work out, but I did have Ole Miss in the 13.5 on the spread side. That covered. So, I mean, that was, solid. A lot of those big game spreads I hit. Right now, Stanford leading Cal by 6 with 5 minutes left. I got UNLV going, laying 2.5. They're my top play at the half on FS1. They're beating Nevada 42-26 at the Thomas and Mack. I got Fresno going, laying 11. They're up 24-17 on San Jose State. 3:47 left, first half on CBS Sports Network. I took North Carolina, laid the 3 at Louisville. They win in overtime by 7. Cover on the money line and spread. I had Virginia laying 8.5. They win by 12 in Charlottesville. Virginia to win, laying 8.5, double cover. I had Richmond laying 8 at Duquesne. They win 74-57 in Pittsburgh. That was my number 4 play. Cover. I had Davidson getting 3.5 at St. Bonnie. They win outright 81-76. Davidson, double cover. I had Ohio winning against Ball State. I took Ball State in 12.5. They did not cover the spread, but Ohio won. I had Toledo laying 10. They win by 20. Over Eastern Michigan and Ypsilanti. Double cover. I had Mississippi State laying 8. They covered and won at home in Starkville. 78-64 over South Carolina. Double cover. I had Seton Hall. What was that line? 7.5, Mafia? Was that what it was? They didn't cover. They lost by a hook. They won 70-63. I had Wichita State laying 7.5. They win by 10 at home. Cover, double cover. I had Utah State winning at home against Air Force. I took the 14.5. They didn't cover Air Force, but I hit Utah State on the money line. I had Michigan winning at Ann Arbor and Nebraska covering 14.5, and both hit. Michigan wins 85-79. Nebraska covers the 14 and a hook. The only other game I had was, how about this, Northwestern to win. And Rutgers plus 4.5, double cover there. Northwestern wins, Rutgers 4.5. I mean, Mafia, let's see, I got Ball State wrong. I got Air Force wrong. I got Seton Hall spread wrong. And I hit every other play. I hit every single play I just gave you, except 3. I mean, you know, I suck. I'm so sorry. You know, of those 40 bets, I got three wrong. I'm so sorry that I was unable to get all of them right. You know, and I get three wrong. The other day, on Championship Sunday, I hit 4 out of 6 bets. I got some guy complaining about the over in the Bengal game I got wrong. And, you know, that was the part of the day when I was sleeping with his mother, actually, that I wasn't able to concentrate, Mafia, on getting that total right because I was, you know, with her and everything. It was just tough for me to stay focused on, you know, trying to, you know, get all 6 bets right. You know, I can't, if I get two wrong, you know, I get a lot of heat. You know, I hit the Bengals to win, Bengals spread, Niners under. You know, I got all that, and then I still get the heat. So you know, it's tough. So what I do to deal with it is, I end up sleeping with these chicks. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. It's unbelievable. Your boy Giannis with his 17th straight 25-point game. What's he pulling, a LeBron, Mafia? Going to go for 18, 19, 20? I mean, just 25-point games every night for your boy Giannis. By the way, I'm now playing in a pair of Giannis Antetokounmpo basketball shoes. And I have to say, A, they're good-looking, and B, they're very light, and C, I like them. I like playing in them. I got these low-cut Giannises, and I'm like a gazelle out there on the court in these puppies. And, I mean, they are alligators. I got to tell you, like, I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down. By the way, Mafia, I know you like to get updates on the Nature Boy. Did you see he's getting another divorce?
I did see that. His wife of, what, like 4 years?
Yes. I think it's a perfect amount of time to, you know, get married and stay married 4 years. Like going to college, and then you graduate, and you're done. Going to high school, you go 4 years, then you graduate, you're done. Get married, deal with some chick for 4 years, and then you're done. I mean, it's just a perfect, you know, window of escape. Some people say the 7-year itch. You know, listen, I don't like to itch. There's nothing worse than an itchy, itchy rash.
Yeah, that's a lot of checks you write for a couple of years of, you know, marriage.
Well, when you're the Nate, you don't have to worry about money. You know what I mean? Like, he's got more money than God. How much money do you think Ric Flair made in his career? Being the Nature Boy. I mean, to this day, people are giving him money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how well he saved it. Sure, he made a ton and then, like, you know, spent a bunch of it. Now, probably a little old, though, to start getting these, you know, this resurgence of the younger generation getting into him in these commercials he's doing now. Or appearances or whatever he's getting for now.
So what was the deal? Rangers with a big win tonight over the Panthers at the world's most famous 5-2, and they did not move the Garden across the street. They just won over, I think, maybe, I guess until proven otherwise, the Lightning are still the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs, and they're playing like it. They won again tonight in overtime 3-2. The Lightning are still the champs, but, you know, the Panthers, the Avalanche are really good. The Rangers are really good. What'd you think of your team tonight kicking the Panthers' ass at the Garden 5-2? Kreider with 2 more power play goals. The guy he had an assist to, Kreider's like just absolutely going off. He's got 33 goals, tied for first in the NHL.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And, you know, usually when you get a guy that's later in his career in any sport that's having better stats, you're like, oh, he's juicing. But, I mean, what would that help in the NHL as far as, like, shooting and stuff? That's just, I don't know if it's the guys he's playing with and how much better they're setting him up that he's having this great resurgence right now later in his career or what. But the guy's been incredible this year. I mean, the second goal, it was the power play goal, and he just basically went to the side of the net. And Zibanejad just put it off his stick and in. He didn't even have to do anything. Like, I don't think he even pushed the stick. I think it just deflected off like it was, you know, bumper pool or something right in. So when you have guys playing with you that set you up like that, how could you not have great results like he's doing? A good win for them. You know, as you said, Florida is one of the best teams in the NHL, definitely one of the best in the East. And they've struggled best against some of the top
in the league.
Right, they're struggling at times against the top teams. You know, when they went to Carolina and got their butts kicked, they had decent matchup back and back against Tampa towards the end of 2021, beginning of 2022. So when you have games like they did at Tampa and play a game like this against Florida, shows you're legit and that you're a contender. You know, you got to make sure you have more of these and not like the ones that we saw when they played Carolina and they got smoked.
So they have 69 points and Colorado 68, but Colorado has two less losses, but the Panthers have more points by one. But
Colorado's won like 10
league best, right? Yeah, I mean, Colorado wins every night. But they're in a tussle right now with the they just won in a shootout over the Avalanche, 3-2. All they do is win. The Coyotes just Arizona beat them. Arizona just beat Colorado. I had it wrong. So they just won the game.
Were they like minus 600 favorites?
Yeah, they were. And the shootout goal by Galchenyuk on Kemper wins it. One goal. So one zip in the shootout. It was the Galchenyuk goal wins it for Arizona. And that's just enormous upset. Flames beat the Stars. Predators 4-2 over the Canucks. Islanders 4-1 over the Senators. Hit those. The Jets lost to the Flyers. I'm surprised at that. Rangers win. Leafs blow out the Devils at the Rocks 7-1. Lightning 3-2 in overtime. Bruins 3-2 over the Smoke. Kraken. I told you that the Capitals beat the Penguins. And right now the Vegas Golden Knights, after two periods, are up 4-1, kicking the Sabres ass. In Sin City, the Magadaha, beautiful downtown Las Vegas. Bye, bye. There you go. All right. I guess I should, at this point, turn back to the Nets game. Go back to the Nets and Suns playing in the Valley. It was a really good game. By the way, at the end of the half, CP3, they let him go coast to coast, untouched, unguarded, unfouled, end-to-end, coast-to-coast. With 5 seconds left, he went end-to-end and got a kiss off the glass for a basket to give him a seven-point lead at the half in the Valley. Now, after three, it's a nine-point Suns lead. And remember, today, I laid seven in that. Now, a lot of people had the Warriors. It was four and a half against the Spurs, right? But in the morning when I got it, Mobby, it was 2.5. I covered that. The T-Wolves, 130-115 over the Nuggets, covered that. Bulls land 10.5. They won by 11, covered that over the Magic. Bucks to win, yes. Wizards, 11.5, no. Pelicans to win outright, getting 1.5. They win by 10 over the Pistons, double covered there. Raptors, 110-106, land 2.5. They win by 4 over the Heat. Double cover there. And I got the Suns laying 7 in this game against the Nets. Now, in this game, Harden's got 20. Kyrie's got 15. Between them, 5 threes. Edwards has 3 threes. Mills has 3 threes. Griffin has a 3. Bembry has a 3. They're shooting 40% from 3. For the Suns, D-Book has 30. Chris Paul has 16 points and 10 dimes. The double-double. And Cameron Johnson has 16 points in this game as well for the Suns as they get ready to go to the fourth in the Valley, in Zona.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So Kansas played without Agbaji tonight, and they still won at Iowa State and calmed down that Hilton Arena. And that's a huge win for them, playing without their star player. The guy averages 20 a clip. and they were able to win that game without him, much like the story I told you about my team playing without our star player. So a lot of great college basketball tonight. Chris Beard returned to Lubbock, and they got their ass beat Texas by Texas Tech. And so that was a big, certainly a big game and a big win for the Red Raiders. They continue to impress. And I just wanted to give you an idea of the late night games that are going on right now before I get out of here. In Vegas, UNLV up 44-31 early in the second half, about 3 minutes in. And then Fresno is up 9 on San Jose State. They were laying 11, up 9 at the half at San Jose, the Bulldogs in the lead. The hockey game that I told you about, Knights up 4-1 going to the third in Vegas. And in the NBA, 94-89 Suns, 10 minutes left in the Valley. A great game between the Nets and Suns. Wednesday's gigantic. Tons of games across the board, NBA, College Rack, NHL. It's going to be thick again. I'll see you at 4 o'clock Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Don't forget, we're going to be out in L.A. all next week, starting on the 7th through the 11th. I'll see you tomorrow for Mafia. I'm Pharrell from New York. Good night.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.